Legislation aimed at fixing gaps in Alaska's foster care system was introduced today by two Anchorage Democrats. Representative Les Guerra and Senator Betty Davis have proposed bills that would work to help foster children as they are transitioning from state care into life on their own as young adults. On the House floor today, Representative Guerra said a staggering 40% of foster children in Alaska end up homeless at some point.
When our kids come out of our homes, they have a phone number for their parents. They can call up and say, I need help. I'm out of money this week. I need a place to stay this week. The day a kid comes out of foster care, they don't have a phone number to make that call. There's nobody they can say, hey, I'm about to get evicted. I don't have money for rent. Nobody to call.
Guerra says currently the state offers rent payment assistance for 1 month and two additional months of assisting with half of the rent. The bill proposes to lengthen that time and would also extend foster care and medical coverage if young adults wish to stay in the system until they are 21 instead of 18. Guerra says a group comprised of former foster care youth have formed an association called Facing Foster Care Alaska. They're organized and have well-defined ideas for helping maturing foster children find success as young adults.
One of the platform items is to say if a foster youth needs help for up to a year after coming out of foster care so they don't end up homeless, they should get it. One of them says that since less than 10% of these youth end up going to college after coming out of foster care, we can do better and provide them college financial aid and job training aid so they can develop themselves into productive members of society instead of members of society that cost us.
Other proposed reforms would be to statutorily mandate monthly face-to-face visits between foster kids and their social workers. A federal report released last fall found that Alaska's Office of Children's Services had a dismal record in that respect, with 30% of foster children in OCS care only being visited every 8 months. Guerra says another item under the proposed law would ensure that children don't get bounced from school to school if they move to other foster homes. There would be funding to help keep them in one school so they can have better educational success. That would include help after high school.
Less than 10% of foster youth are able to go to college. This state does worse than every other state but one in providing financial aid for folks who can't afford college. You know, if you come through foster care, you should be able to go to college or get job training. And so we provide for full tuition assistance for foster youth who want job training or college education after high school.
Guerra says he knows there will be detractors who say Alaska can't afford the expense of helping these youth, but he says holding off on one $10 million road project would fund a generation of foster children's education and housing assistance, and he says it's a social expense savings in the long run.
Folks who don't like to sort of extend a handout will talk about how we should save money, but that money gets saved and then spent in jail. It gets saved and then spent in drug rehab. It gets saved and then spent in homeless shelters. And, you know, I'd rather spend my money getting people jobs, making the economy productive, and giving people opportunity in life. It's cheaper and it's more humane.
Senator Davis is the chair of the Senate Health and Human Services Committee. In supporting the legislation, she said as a retired social worker, she understands the need to close the gap in services for foster children aging out of the system.